I will.
For sure.
It's good to see you again. After all this time, you know, I said, gosh, because there's no project going on here for you, it'll be a long time before I can see you again. When did you call us if you're here? I'm so glad. Yeah? Okay. Good. Thank you. I would have remembered anyhow.
Yes.
Somewhere along the line, I would have remembered that.
Tone.
I heard you have been up there.
Yes,
four times.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting place. Top tunnel house. A very interesting man.
Oh, didn't you meet him the time when we were there with him?
No, this is the first time that I've met him.
You've met him there? Oh, yes.
And,
he's a very knowledgeable man. I think he's much easier to work with than with him currently. But I would be having up to influence that he's able to. Are you putting in another project in that area? Are you planning to do another project in the area?
Well, not the way you normally think about a project.
Mm-hmm.
We're planning perhaps a kind of a media project.
Yes.
Rather than a physical project.
Yes, yes.
Why do you say this new kernel is more difficult to work with?
A lot of things, that's my understanding, because I had a group from Greenstar. And they wanted to put a project in there. And they came and spoke with Harris. Then met the colonel. But because of this negligence of the new colonel and other things there, the project was shifted from Fortown to Swift River because they found the administration in Swift River more not really anxious but more pushing in more to get the project ongoing. And that source of completion because long after the project had been transferred from there, we found that that's the time that the new colonel was really getting excited about the project and about doing it, because he had already been gone. He had a meeting, he was supposed to have a meeting with Mr. Miller, with the Green Star representative at Mr. Miller, and which they had told him that he take his transmission down and back up. But the meeting had to be held. They spoke at the scene at Fortown, but there were more things to speak about and to get more clarification. And
days he didn't turn up, and, you know, you don't even think he had called to see why he didn't turn up.
That can be very tempting. But when we spoke to the people in the area, and when we spoke to Colonel Harris, he was quite excited and thought it would be a very good thing between the Green Star and the people of Four Towns. Never came on. It lost all of that attitude put into that project there. I found him not to be what I would expect him to be like Colonel Harris. Colonel Harris, a lot of him, more different person, more educated person, more good look at the I'm hoping that be better this time. And afterward, I heard that the people realized what they had lost out on what would have been derived from the project for them. They were quite upset about planning on changing the kernel, I don't think they he went there one day and he was in his field. And all he was in his field. He come down to the hotel. You were there, got the message, and the message came about 2.5 hours because he didn't turn up to me. And it wasn't that far because the person took the message to the person saying that. So we had to leave and try to think he was representing all people. But he may have heard
never did meet with Colonel Sterling.
I don't know. No. It was absent before, you know, the time that he had sat here with him.
And Michael North, did he ever meet with Sterling?
No, I don't think so.
In other words, they never really succeeded in making a connection with Sterling.
No.
So who had spoken to Sterling on their behalf? Who had tried to set this meeting up?
Well, the meeting was set up by both Henry and some of the representatives that we met in the village when we went there. You know, the representatives of the village that we met when we went there. Not at the colonel's level, but under the colonel. They spoke with them at length so that they could relate to the colonel what they were about, you know? As I think, as projects that it was beneficial to them. But even after the project had shipped, many times they saw me not heard of some of the members on the board told me, pointed to me when I asked if there's anything else going on in the school, and if it's going to be the time, that's what it's going to be for. That's how I learned that they were planning on changing the curtain there.
Well, he wants to accomplish two things for his people, at least as I understood it. One was having to do with hunting rights on the parkland. And the other was getting telephone up the boardwalk.
You see, the word just to get the telephone, putting a electric, solar system in the electrical gate, electric plant, and fixing the roads, that's where they're planning. And getting talent, people with talent to the area, that they would be. So I guess you know about the project, huh?
Yes, I do.
Yes. They were very. And there were talents there that they thought was good and could be great demands for the people. People from Jamaica who have really been away very long and have lost that neighborhood and buy a piece when they saw it and everything like that. We heard some of the people, some of them were storytellers, some old time stories, some had different talents. I thought it would have worked beautiful.
Did you hear some singing while you were up there?
Oh yes. But I am normally acquainted with but I did there. I mean, he could have pulled over more, like he could have
Jamaican government.
Yes.
What does that mean they are?
They work with some ministry.
Yeah.
And the ministry is doing this, you know, you've heard about where the river had took behind the bridge and it washed away all of it, you know?
Yes.
And they're working with Public Works, which is the ministry of government, to redo all of this. You know what I mean? But this is the attitude of them. They think, well, hell, you know, we can do anything. So does the people, you know. Now, I use a term that I'm from the oldest school. I'm from many, many years ago when the British was here and when things were different and they were more work than just what they're doing nowadays. So you find that when they do these sorts of things, it's like I'm always expected, unexpected from my motorist that I meet on the road, you know. I'm expecting to go around the corner and find someone coming not on his side but on my side. And it's ready to give me an argument over it and go there wrong, you know? I'm always expecting the unexpected problem. The project I just put up at Sisters and now needs the attention of three stars. The road open up because I haven't been up there because the road is bad, but from what I heard from people who live through the area that I've seen after the flood, it was flooded out. The building almost all the deep water covered up with sand and still the river passed through. But they said that when he spoke of it, they said that the batteries are out there generating the current for the solar system. from being charged by the system. But the solar system wasn't damaged because it put on the higher elevation of the roof. But the batteries and low was all, you know, I thought they would have been damaged with everything. They don't think that there would be much damage done to the batteries. Now, cleaned up and so the road is open, I'm sure they will come down and open it. And I was suggesting to the client, I said, like this wall, clean out the place where it's available, take out the mud of so it. You don't have to really sort anything because you can know what to clean it out. And you know, I thought of it, you know, when it was built, I thought of it because Swift River is an area where when you have very heavy rain, very, very heavy rain, the river will overflow its bank. And the bottom here, that really the course of the river has been being utilized by people. You know, not just planting fields, but building homes, you know, and saying, well, oh, has been several years and the river hasn't been at this height anymore to come back over here, but they don't realize that the river will reclaim their areas. And that's what they did. A lot of them have been accepted as well. And this project was down on the lower region, although there are houses and shops on the same elevation, in the same area. But I meant to say to them, why not lift it off the ground, bring it up to that height where the top was, and then back from there. But so it's all right. Do that when they come back, because I wouldn't trust them to put it back where it was. I would use the same space, but I would now build on top and put on top where the good 5 feet up where the water rises that height.
What's happened with noni juice?
Oh, it's I still take it because it's better for I think I get a lot of great weed of different ailments that I have. And I don't think it's just weed, it's a weed shift to be cured. I still use it for those. And I because this is a certain, I had known of your weed since from earlier yesterday. I was some dishes and take for one of my uncle who lives here. He has part right to do this. And when he uses leaves on it, he gets great leaves to date from it. He ties it on, you know, and mostly when he comes to get it right, he really gets great leaves from it. So all the medication he would take moving to him.
So is anything being done with the noni that grows in San Antonio?
No, the government has not taken up on your private specialists have taken up the channels of it. As you see, noni is sort of now known worldwide because you find that she developed in the Far East there. Where they have been exporting it. I know because they pay $85 for I plopped off the jeeps. And in a really interesting way, from a lot of medical professors in the industry that has put their names and their signature to it because of the search they have done, the finding that they have performed it. So it's quite popular there. I would have thought that government or some one that would have a cultivation on a large scale and be like, university and things like, you know, their research department, like, you know, they would be carrying out research on the development of the marketable.
People have a chance to first hear if they haven't done it set up. So
you need to have a family that is not there on time, and you're going to hang around the edge of the there. All this area, the river had overflowed back, and I imagine there were water in this area, let's say 3-4 feet high. All down here, you can see the debris and the silt that has, you know, look at here. And I'm sure it was high over here. For a very, very long time, we haven't had that sort of a flood. But most of that is caused by negligence. You find that near the rivers, the outlets of the outlets were blocked by debris and other things that were issued. So when the heavy rain started, of course the water should have changed. It overflowed back all those years because it was because of the debris that was tied up here and something that was in that water. Putting his two feet in it there.
Yes, but the thing then what's that? What's
he
for?
He thinks that legalizing it is going to make it even worse with the uses of it and the selling of it more than because what he. The last time I listened to him, what he's saying is that what is happening now is that because it is the most of the people who uses it, although it has not been passed it legalized, they are becoming much more open with it in a way that they're now having it on little stalls, the roadside, selling. You know what I mean? Where at first they had to really hide and do this.
But what's his position? Is he against that?
Yes, he's against the use of marijuana because he thinks that there is a result of it being very effective to people who use it. You know, he's trying to show where a lot of people have been hurt by the use or the abuse. I would say, instead of saying the use of it, I'd say the abuse of it. That's really his point of it, that without legalizing, a lot of people would go through the trouble of really putting themselves out of the way or laying themselves at risk that they could be fined for having it in their possession. Now have a much easier to it. And that's one of the main points that he's been arguing on the radio. There are other shows that it comes on, but he's always with it. He's never put it down. I mean, there's hardly a morning like he comes on in the morning, on the day later, he comes on at 6, about 9, I think. There are three of them. There's a lawyer, himself, and
and is that a station that can be heard all the way through to Mecca?
Oh yeah. Comes on in the morning. Every morning I come.
AM or FM?
It's a 10. It's a 102, I think. It's a 7 station. I think it's a 7 station.
Would you be on now?
No. I don't think so. I'm trying.
He's now 7-7. After the time of the alarm for candidates, he's out of Canada.
Well, good morning.
Rose Marley, the racist of the your eyes. A potential president of the war dies. The president of the
it's really an interesting foundation, the topic solution, sometimes things that aren't going to be happening or that is happening that you don't know about, they would bring it up, you know, like, these human rights, peace, and all that sort of thing, different happenings, different actions that happening that would have taken place, they will bring the subject up and get a view of what the nation thinks about it.
You say there are three people. There's this guy who's against marijuana use. There must be somebody on my show that's for it.
Well, it's not. I'm not going to see none of them. It's really. When the subject is being brought up, they'll talk about it. They'll get different representatives from different organizations to put their input into it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Their views. They'll have from the Rastafarian sometimes. They'll have from the legal fraternity sometimes. They'll have from the churches sometimes, you know? So everybody's having an opportunity to put their input of what they think, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that program, before the program ends, they'll have like half an hour or of a talk back show where people will call in who weren't on the show and voice their opinion about what was heard from the different people who were discussing and talking about, you know, that issue.
What's the name of the man?
Who is the name?
Yeah, the guy who runs the program.
It's a politician, I mean. Ethan Douglas is on it, a politician and a lawyer. And sometimes they have like Colonel Charles on the station with them in the morning. Because it's the politics of anything.
But you don't remember the name of the guy?
Joseph, I'm telling you the name. Joseph, you turn on the station in the morning at 6. You hear co-host of it. And the other people shift him with him in the morning, like Mr. Douglas, 6 in the morning, some of the mornings with him, Bernie Charles sometimes with him, and there are different discussions with him. But overall, I think that what has been explained to me, I think that from listening to the show and listening to what I think that it is felt by the majority that it would be best to have it normalized, you know? But there are still some church organizations and there's still some organizations that their views of it that it should not be. But I don't think the majority of you think it should not be. It should be. It should not be again. The whole thing should be for that.
What station do you listen to during the day?
I listen to talk shows where I can get the vibe. I listen to what you call it.
He comes out at 10:30.
Yes.
He's not at 2.
Barbara Crudon. I like, you know, when you listen to that.
What time is Barbara Crudon?
It all comes on at 10:30, but on different stations, you know.
So how do you listen to between 8 and 10:30?
Between 8 and 10:30. Normally, I will stay with the KLAS. They bring in new books. Okay. activities of the day and so forth, you know?
And then what happens at 2 o'clock when you get finished with Perkins?
Well, when I get finished with Perkins, I hardly come to be honest here because you find that it's lower musical to you and sort of a music that is being played, but the music is too young for me. I don't think I enjoy the lyrics, the words, or even the beat of it. So sometimes I just start from there off, you know. I like to listen to the folks over so that I learn a lot from them. I hear a lot of them.
What does KLF do at 2 o'clock?
I think they all go to some musical instruments. They all go to different musical instruments at that time. They are feeling. But Marty is alright, and Father Dugan is alright.
So what station is Marty on?
Marty's on KLF. Yes, she's gone into politics now, has formed a new party. So, Derek Smith has picked over her political career and her political career. But I like to listen to them. I learn a lot. And I'm up deep into just what is going on that no one else knows. The views of the masses, what they think of such as the stuff.
This place.
This we're approaching not too big.
Not too big.
Yes. government to secondary capital of something like Portland. Portland is the capital of Portland, and not to be the capital of St. Mary's. We are in the parish of St. Mary's, for about a couple of miles back there. Just when we came down the hill, we came on the flat. The border of Portland and St. Mary's there, we are now in St. Mary's. And this will take us up to where we go. Now we are to this place. Bordering St. Mary's and Kingston.
And what else do we do? We go through along the way.
Well, we're going, this was a trip for the capital of St. Mary's. St. Mary's the parish, and then going more to the west, going much further down towards Korea and inland. Most of this is just going to be small villages that we'll be going to this chapter. We won't go to any more very big towns in St. Mary's.
So what's the point of the top of the hill?
Top of the hill, by then we'll be in the bordering into St. Angelo, once we get to the top of the mountains, you know?
You go by way of junction.
This, we are going to go by way of junction. Once we leave Notre Dame, we're going to turn left and go through junction up through the mountain. We're going to Ocheria, Ormantico Bay. We would continue along the coastline. And then we're going from St. Mary into St. Anne's.
Right.
So different parishes. What do you mean, guys? What's the parish?
News
and they will bring you up to date with activities for the day, things that are happening, activities for the day, and sounds and a lot of regular sounds and so forth.
And none of the stations start talk before 10:30.
No, none of them start talk before 10:30.
And they all stop talking.
Sometimes at night, now I think at 10 o'clock, we'll have a talk show going at 10 o'clock at night. Let's go! Driving on, you come upon this all of a sudden, you know, and when you see them, the braking system has a release, you couldn't break up where they stop before, you know, they just have to think the best way or just going to them, you know, you can't shoot something at the motor, or
like the road, pretty important.
Yeah, pretty good road, huh? If you're driving a vehicle that has light gear suspension and have most gear suspension on it, it takes me the time I take from Port Antonio to Mortown. I could actually go to Kingston. And my vehicle is high. If you get it in the motor car, hell, you feel it, but if I know it's going to boom, 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 boom. Okay. And you
maintaining the roads, but you know, they only think of those roads whenever it's election time coming around and they want to win the confidence of the people who live here, so they start to fix a little here, fix a little there. They're going to do this, they're going to do that. But you see, more town is not really being looked after by the government. It's an area where the British had given that area to the rooms who had helped them during the fight of the British and the Boers came from the plantation. So they have their own, they're supposed to, once you leave that small bridge you go across last into the left instead of going along. Once you go across that bridge.
The bridge where you went straight into going down the rafters?
No. When you go
further up.
Yes, when you go up, it's the last, you know, the road would have swung around and gone further around, but when you go across, now you would have went to Port Lewis, so I'm going to keep a bay.
Yeah.
Port Lewis before that, instead of now we're going over the mountains. It's just entering, there's a big banana plantation on the left and then copying, so when you enter the moor town there,
yes.
When you enter, the bridge is very narrow.
Yes.
And you can see that's been there for a very long time. And then there is a boxing plant on the street. Now once you go over that bridge and turn in that road, that all those lands, there are no taxes to be collected by government for those lands that belong to the room. If there is to be light, water, or road, it should be done by the Maroons. That they don't pay taxes.
Right.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Well, I knew that they were sovereign in some way.
Yes.
But I hadn't known that they were sovereign from taxation.
Yes. Yes, they don't pay taxation. Like, the, you can see light there. They will ask permission of the Maroons, like the colonel, that if they bring such a service in, it would be accepting their king for the service. So that's how the electricity went in. Because it's a private enterprise, you know, and they will go in, they'll offer service and charge for it. Water and so forth, I think the Maroons handle that part, but I think they have rivers and springs there that I think are being dammed and water being led through pipes from that. I think so. I don't think the Water Commission goes in there. I'm not sure if this is happening. But I know the public service that goes in, the private enterprise, and will give permission to come in by them. So I think one of the things that wanted to do was to put up a new generation plant in there, which would have given light to the area, put up an antenna that would have brought telephone into the area because of the location of it there. Things like that. I think that's mainly what they had planned. Now this is the road going through the mountains, which is called the junction. Not banana plantation, obviously. Flat land here. And it's a very big establishment. So if I, as it seems, I get some companies including Philadelphia. They have not completely monopoly, obviously, they have most shares. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of bananas, flat on flat area going. But most stock towards this area here, the land of the platform.
tons of things. Eastern banana, it's the that thing on it, but I heard them a few nights ago coming in. Over there, tons of things. But I like this drive, especially early in the morning or late in the afternoon. You can feel it, you put your hands up, that it feels coolish of the temperature. Really? There is a river that runs from the top of the mountain to the ocean, inside of here. And the ocean, the wind from the ocean will follow the river up. And the cold winds from the mountains can come down and follow the coast of the river down. But when those two winds meet, the warm air from the ocean coming up and the cold air from the mountains coming down, condensation takes place. So we're passing through here, let's say, earlier on, 4, 5, 6, 6:30. When you come up the steps, you run into what was called the condensation of cold, you know. But it's a pleasant night. I like it. All is nice and cool. All is nice and cool. And for me, in the river,
yeah.
When this river is active, you can see the repercussion of where it was, see?
Yeah.
In other words, it may have risen 8-10 feet above the level of where it was there. Because if you look on the overall over there, all those, you see that? It has risen way up to there. That's much more than 10 feet. That's maybe 12 or 15 feet from the ceiling, from the water level. But this river can be quite a heavy river because it is being fed by a lot of tributaries from the mountains that is coming from the Blue Mountains and the adjoining mountain range.
What is the name of this river?
It has different names in different areas. In some areas it's called Ugly River because of how it looks when it's in motion. In some areas it's called Brown River because, you know, it has a brownish look from the top soil which is washed away and down into it. So these different villages along the riverbank here, there are different names for it. Not just one name given to it. There may be one name given to it biologically from the conservationist. But I know it by the names of different villages where I see the name, you know, on post cycles. So they may have a name. I know it can be a very, very heavy river. It doesn't affect the road name. What affects the road name is where the tributaries come down. Where the tributaries come down from the mountain, they will go across the road, you know? Yes. You can see different areas, I'm going to show you different areas where you see where the river had come down through a tributary and come across the road. See, this is what, see?
Yeah.
They're trying to clean out the silt that had filled up that that culvert which takes the water across the road. There's another one. There's several along the river. But all these tributaries will come down and join into the river, making the river much bigger. But I like to drive here because it keeps me on my P's and Q's. You cannot relax, you have to be with it. Here's another big tributary here. It comes down through there and cut across here. But what is dangerous here is that when the rain falls very heavy, there can be landslides.
because over a period of time, there's a drought, the land becomes very dry and cracked, and when the rain started to fall, it's a shale type of a rock, and the water is soaked down and slide, you know? So there's a lot of land slide in the area where all these things here have deep water. Of course, here's another deep water.
Ding, 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 ding.
From the mountain, along from the mountain, so much further in, the water will visible.
Going into
to the comfort cab. And surrounding area is there, in the bad area. A lot of cops.
So how big an area for the Maroons? So
I am not sure of the acreages of it, but I know it's the land in the Moortown area, and I think it goes far back as far as the area called Thornwood Barracks, that's in the back of the Moortown area.
And how many people live in the Moortown area?
I would think the Moortown area may have a population of about 3,000 to 5,000.
Yes.
A lot of them live not just in the where you pass going down to the Moortown, but further back. There is still another village which is not quite as big as the Moortown, but where we took it that land. But I knew, but I told you what happened. The stream which will hold the thing. But if you look at it, it's a shale type of a thing. Yeah. There's a rock formation, but on top of it it's a shale. So once you have heavy rain, it will soak into it and then landslide. This water is utilized. It's coming up from underground. It's a pretty good.
Have you been to Moortown political meetings?
Well, I don't.
You've never seen their government kind of at work?
No. I don't think they have a when political meetings, I don't know. I don't know if they vote. I don't know. That's just a poor with. Because what would they be getting out of voting? You know what I mean? So if they don't have a representative governing, so what would they really be deriving by voting?
Well, they might have some decisions to make.
I don't know. I've never really. When I know that when you go around and go further into the mountains, like going around to areas like Milbank, Comfort Castle, other areas around there, they vote because they're not considered in the Moortown area, although some of the Maroons do live around there. They're not considered. I really don't know. I don't think the people in the Moortown area vote. I don't really know. I'm not going to know. So because I don't think I've ever heard of them having a representative. Who would represent them for anything? Because of the status. I don't know.
So how do people define themselves as Maroons? What is the criteria for being a Maroon?
From their ancestors who normally were given that area, who lived in that area.
So you would not consider yourself to be a Maroon?
No.
And that's because you have no forebears
coming out of Maroon. No, there are Maroons that had left the area and lived like, let's say, in the mountains there, but like in other villages. You follow what I mean?
Yeah.
And their descendants would be Maroons, but they would only be able to derive their benefits if they moved back into the prescribed area that was given to them. You know what I mean? Once they move out, although they're descendants of the Maroons, they would not enjoy that unless they move back into that area. Because I know Maroons that live in the Comfort Cat here. By the way, I know of some. You may not be interested for your position, but if you ever find anybody who's interested in land for coffee planting, in further than the portal, the comfort capsule area. I hope you have good copyland, good land. There's a nice, there was a 5-bedroom house there, constructed of silver, it had pieces of roof, and it had been vandalized since, because the original owners who lived in that area died. But their ancestors who have inherited the property lived in Kingston. And it's trying hard to sell the land. It's a lot of land. But it's good copy land, and a lot of it is very flat. Development, and those that have this land here, think that if I ever meet anyone interested in land in that area, I should mention it to them. 7th day event, Catholic. One reason I don't is because I'm not from that area. You're following what I mean?
No. Yep.
It's not an area that I can go visit with. Yes. Now, my job takes me into like the more commercial areas, like, you know, Chileans, you know, once you go to the city. So, because of that, I am not really familiar with the area. No, not really familiar with the area. I know. Up the area, I've heard of it. I know people searching stuff from the area. That sort of a thing that I don't know about. Because if I lived in that area, I'd be more familiar with it. And so. Went down, came all the way up there, all high, you know what I mean? You can imagine how devastating it was, because that river can rise 15 or 20 feet above the level that it's now. It has to be quite forceful and, you know, destructive. Very destructive.
Yes, you make it
now. I can tell you about diesel, so that's what I do.
Diesel,
it's a diesel.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a diesel, it's called an improved diesel. Japanese, green community, small thing. Find that the makers of diesel in the United States and England and wherever they make diesel. They can't. They make very good diesel, that's a big one, but they're not good at the very little ones. Like in motor cars and small vans, but that's the same thing. But this van do not operate like that diesel, or like a gas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're so petty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't believe it's a diesel. But it's an improved diesel. My diesel is about 30 Jamaican dollars per litre. and there's 5 liters to a gallon. The 35.36 is $150 per gallon.
And what would gasoline be?
Gasoline is much more expensive than that. Gasoline could be about $60-$70 per liter. Yeah, it's quite high. I have heard even in the east it's quite high. And I find that I think it's the importers who's really making it. Because, you know, how our economy is being run is that everybody's on the same. The high man to the very top, which I guess you have learned that, and know that there is no care who you're dealing with, from the prime minister down, you know, is always stretching a hand or expecting to be compensated, to be given something for whatever he does, whether it's in his line of duty or not. The more you give, the more you receive. And that's how it is. And a lot of these people have the grand choice of importing products into the country, give a part of their profit to the people who give the license. So they have the right to drive the port upon when they see life. I didn't think, and no one will argue about it, you're not going to get it in here, you're just going to see what they say. For instance, when the bulk of oil that they buy goes up, we get an increase. But when it goes down, we don't get a decrease. Same here it is. And once it rises again, we get another increase. You know, I have lived outside of Jamaica for a while, and anything is possible. You can get anything done. You're deciding to pay for it. anything at all. And quicker we realize that, better it's good. You don't worry to go and say, well, you're going to be patriotic and you're going to be this and that. Now I haven't done it. I'll take my. I used to pay $5. For what is called an examination fee at the revenue to have my vehicle passed, examined and passed by the authorities, the licensing authorities, who is a government agency. And government moved the $5 from $5 to now I'm paying $500 for an examination fee. I used to pay $100 per year for my gun license. The last time I paid, I paid $2,500. And then, And when I asked, and other people like myself asked, why are you raising the price of a gun license? Let's take gun license. So high. Oh, we're trying to keep the illegal guns off the road. I said, don't tell me that, because illegal guns don't pay. So when you're rising the price of it, you're putting it to a height that the license holder who cannot afford it will have to give up his license and being at the mercy of the government. I said, you know, that's not a reasonable excuse. You raise it because you want the illegal guns, people don't pay. No. Yeah, I'm ashamed. And when I pay the $5 and I keep my visa to the exam, if I don't be generous and give the examiner money, although my visa is in proper working condition, he will pressure me. He will withheld my license. He can find a million and one things to withhold my license for.
So how much do you have to pay?
Oh.
Keep
$50 US or some bands on the car, but the 50 is given that less than that. And you use it through what he says, when you buy your lunch, when you buy your drink, because I don't really get to meet you that often for a kid to have a drink. You don't use a term like you're buying, but if you don't do it. Last time I went down here, things are very bad today. Because of the happenings in the state, we haven't been having a lot of visitors, you know? And this is just my field. I don't really do anything with it. I don't hardly do normal local work. I do work. And I didn't have a $50 to put in his hand. And when he didn't receive the $50 and he couldn't find anything wrong with the vehicle, he used the terms and said, you know, this morning when I left, boy, and you know, these women or something else. My wife went into my pocket and took everything out of my pocket, not even a lunch money. She you hear the terminology? He doesn't come straight out and says, you gotta give me your money. I said to him, I said, damn it, you're very fortunate. You had something in your pocket for your wife to take out. I said, my wife wouldn't have found anything in my pocket because I haven't got anything, because you know the thing I work in, it has been months, more than 2 months that I haven't worked. You know what I mean? And he said to me, you know, you shouldn't have the side seats on, the little small seats to the side. Now, I bought the van with the side small seats. And always I have licensed my van. I licensed my van with the small seats. He's saying to me now that they're not accepted by law. I said, all right, I'll go home and take them off. I didn't have the back seat in because I took the back seat out unless I have that amount of guests to really use, because I use here for carrying of luggage, you know? But if I do have more guests, I'll put the back seat in it. So, he's still worrying about the money. He says, he's going to pass the vehicle. I said, look, don't really pass need something to be done. I'm very fussy about it, and if there is something wrong with it, mechanically or otherwise, that I don't know about it, and I wouldn't address it if I know about it. But I go and you say it needs a shock absorber, it needs a knuckle, it needs a ball joint, or its tires are too smooth, hell, I'm going to change it because it's for my benefit also, not just me. So I am glad when you find something wrong and you tell me about it. So don't just pass it because, anyhow, he decides, because I've always been giving it, he decides to pass it here enough. So I can look for you one of the days, we'll come down and buy me a lunch for the day. Yeah. Well, there's really something you should do that. So they're trying to show you how it is. He's in a job which is being paid by the government to do a service. But he is taxing me and others that come by, even if you're all right. People go through a private life, and you can drive like a person who's been driving for many, many years. You still have to give him the money. Otherwise, he'll keep you pending for the license for months. He'll go and he'll find some damn thing wrong to put you off, and he'll go and come back, and he'll go and keep going and coming, until he frustrates.
So, $50 again?
No. He's going for a driver's license, that much. Oh, no, sir. That can involve $200, $300, no, hell no. A private license, maybe about $200, but if it's a general driver's license like I have, you can drive bigger vehicles and more different offerings publicly. No, you have to give him more than that, $400 for that. The worst thing, if you're insisting, you know, you will get it without giving him more than up to about 8 months. And if you take the matter to higher authority, he's going to have reasonable supervised property. It's past, it's not good enough for this, and most of it, Not the authority to pay the tickets, and then give him that power of making his decision, right? And they know, you know, the bigger authority of acting, whatever he's earning is being shared among him and his superior. Because a lot of people have called him on the talk shows, talk about it, they have written up about it, and all they do is that they remove him from one traffic station, like in Port Antonio to Kingston, or to Otis, to Hospital, and another one there. But you're not getting on it, because it is unique to all of them. So the other one comes. Don't believe that you're going to go there and get away. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be packed. So just, you know, just proving a point that whatever you want to be done in Jamaica can be done as long as you're willing to pay the price. And as long as you know who to give it to them, you can't give it to the person who is supposed to give it to them, they're not going to trust you. They'll have somebody at the lower bracket there who will take it from you, middleman, take something out of it and give it to you. So you cannot pinpoint top man. But I guess you have already learned that, haven't you?
So how does someone who's not familiar with the system figure out what the right price is?
You have to ask. You mean like down there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you have hedge then. When you go there, you're being turned down. Somebody comes and says, what's up, man? Get you. What's first? I'm just going to the boy. And then you have to know the man. I know the man and I can. That's not what I'm seeing, you know. In January, because I get something to need. And then it's turned. It's not working. You would have to do something, man. Wait, what? Then he will say to you, well, come here. So I'm going to give some power to him, but he's making sure that he wants something to balance. He's going to ask you for 75, because he wants 25. He knows that he can get it. Well, there's always this thing, no? You see, for like myself, who was brought up under the British regime, what to them like that, different. And you still believe that regime exists, you're fooling yourself. You know, you've never ever taken it here, you've never taken it here. What happened? Be with the system as it is. So it's the same copy board that you spoke about there. You can get a monopoly. If you're willing to pay the price, but all depends when you pay the price. It's worth it. But you learn this, anything at all is possible. You may not know how, but life is very good to find out that he does not. I'm having that still. I want to bring that thing. And was denied the light thing. And after a while, then they knew who was to talk to, and Philip was to explain. They didn't even have to go back and explain that application was like that. It was silence.